It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Sophia Morton was a local folk hero who was born in the year of our country's independence, September 25th, 1776. She came from a distinguished family. Her brother was one of the 13 individuals who founded what is today known as Colgate University. In November 1794, Sophia married Richard Williams. The couple settled in Fredonia in June 1807, coming to the area with Richard's sister and brother-in-law. Each family had six children. In 1813, with the war with Britain underway, Richard Williams was responsible for carrying the weekly mail between Erie and Buffalo. During one trip in the spring, he arrived in Fredonia with the mail from Erie, sick and unable to sit upon his horse. As a result, Sophia, who was pregnant at the time, took the mail and set out on horseback to complete the delivery to Buffalo. All the streams were swollen due to the winter thaw, and many were beyond their natural limits. Rather than turning back, Sophia plunged her horse into an angry flood at the Cattaraugus Creek, the 18-mile creek, and the Buffalo Creek, each time holding the mail above the water. She also passed through the territory of two tribes of Indians suspected of hostility and wild animals, such as wolves and bears. Despite the many obstacles and challenges, Sophia was able to get the mail delivered to Buffalo on time. If this incident wasn't enough to illustrate Sophia's bravery, she was challenged yet again a few years later when one of her daughters, who had moved to Indiana, wrote to Sophia saying she and her family were very sick and that there was no chance for them but death. Richard had already passed, and so Sophia took a span of horses and a lumber wagon and set out on her own to rescue them. Her journey was hundreds of miles through an almost unbroken wilderness. She was able to make it to her daughter's home and return the entire family back to Fredonia. Sophia lived a full life and died April 13, 1854, at the age of 77. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.